Good morning. Our question today is when it comes to putting Sfarim on top of the others, we have said that you have to be careful. We're not permitted to put a Nevi'im or Ksuvim on top of a Chumash. We're not permitted to certainly put a Mishnah, Gemara, Rishonim, Achrayim on top of a Chumash. And also we can't put those on top of a Nevi'im or Ksuvim. So there is a priority level when we're placing Sfarim on top of others, and we have to be careful about it. But our question in particular today is if somebody is collecting Sfarim. So there are Sfarim spread out, and there's on this table and that table, and you typically want to do it fairly quickly, and you want to get those Sfarim back to their places. But if you have to start prioritizing placing this Sefer on top of this Sefer, it's going to take much longer, and you're only going to be putting one on top of the other, for example, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, on top of a Chumash for just a short amount of time. So when somebody's collecting the Sfarim in order to place them back into their respective places in the Beis Medrash, on the bookshelves in the Beis Medrash, you also have to be careful, even though it's for such a short amount of time. So we're going to hear a machlokis on this right now. Rav Eliashiv Zatzal said as follows. It's brought in the Sefer Kedushas Beis HaKnesses in the name of Rav Eliashiv. Kishadam Osef Sfarim Kedei L'Sadram B'Mekomam. When somebody is collecting the Sfarim in order to put them back in their respective places, V'kasha Lo L'Hakbid Shelo Yu Sfarim Al Tanach V'Chadome. And it's difficult for him to be strict about this. It's difficult for him to be strict because there's the Nigvimin here, there's the Ksuvim there, there's the Chumash here, and a bunch of Sfarim all over the place. To start prioritizing is difficult. It is permitted to be lenient on this because it's just a temporary amount of time that the Sfarim are going to be misordered. So Rav Eliashiv was of the view, if it's difficult, and it can be difficult, it depends on how many Sfarim. If it's 3 Sfarim, it's not difficult. But if you have 50 Sfarim, 20 Sfarim, 30 Sfarim, to start looking at each of the bindings to see what it is and to start prioritizing it, that's not an easy thing. So he said you can be lenient on this, just temporary collection. Make sure to put them back in their proper places. Don't dilly-dally around. Don't leave the Sfarim there in these piles when they're not ordered properly. So Ravi Eliashiv was lenient. On the other hand, the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachas Rav Menashe Klein was more machmir. He said it would only be permitted if you have no other choice. If you have no other choice, then it would be permitted when collecting the Sfarim. But halava achiyaser, but if that's not the situation, it would be prohibited. So you'd have to think about when would it be impossible to not be strict about this. When would it be impossible? I have no other choice but to put the wrong Sfarim on top of other Sfarim. It would be difficult to find a situation that it would be impossible to be careful. It's going to take a little bit more time. It's going to take more attention, but to say it's impossible, that would be difficult to say. So it seems, for the most part, practically speaking, that Rav Eliashiv is of the view when it's difficult to be makbid, we can be lenient on this, but Rav Menashe Klein, really, in the Mishnah Halachas, was machmir on this, except in highly unusual circumstances. So it comes down to machlokes between the poskim on our issue. Have a wonderful day.